Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm Kate Boyle, and today I'm going to be sharing with you the five best foods to kickstart your morning. Now, maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm not much of a breakfast person, but hopefully I will change your mind because how we fuel our bodies and start our day really sets us up for the rest of the day. It really makes a huge difference. The better the fuel, the more productive and alert and responsive we will be. And having a healthy, fiberful breakfast has been linked to better weight control, more stable blood sugar levels. So say goodbye to the fast, start to your day, and say hello to these five great superfoods. And I'm also going to touch on some hydration ideas and tips as well. Now, the first food that I'm talking about is oats. And I'm sure we've all heard it before. I mean, maybe we were brought up eating porridge, and there's a reason for that. Oats are a powerhouse of nutrients. They really are. They're high in your B vitamins, your magnesium and zinc, so great for your immunity, and they're full of fiber, which will help keep you fuller for longer and help prevent you from reaching for those sugary snacks in the morning. Now, oats in your belly will keep you powering through to lunchtime, but they also have some other great properties in that they contain beta-glucan. Now, beta-glucan helps the production or increases the production of your hunger-fighting hormone, bear with me here because it's a long word, your cholecystokinin, okay? Now, that's going to help again with your satiety to keep you fuller for longer so that you're not reaching out, feeling really hungry and choosing bad food choices. Now, beta-glucan is also great for helping with our immunity as it helps neutrophils, so our white blood cells, travel to the site of the infection more quickly, and therefore it enhances their ability to eliminate bacteria. So essentially, it helps us to build and keep a nice strong immunity so we don't get sick. Now, whether or not you want to have your oats heated as porridge, you could turn them into a low sugar muesli, or maybe you want to use them as a topping on some chia pudding. However you want to eat them or include them, maybe you want to pop them in a smoothie, know that they're one of the best starts that you can have to your day. The second food is seeds. Now, all of the seeds, so we're looking at pumpkin, sunflower, sesame, chia, poppy, you name it, seeds are fantastic. Whichever ones you choose, seeds are packed full of fiber again. There's that word, okay, which obviously helps keep us fuller for longer, but also keeps us our bowels regular. And monosaturated or good fats. So if you want a little bit more information on good fats, then definitely have a listen to my What Fat Should You Eat episode, okay, that was released just a few weeks ago. The seeds are high in minerals and antioxidants, so they help to prevent aging and help our development or help prevent against the development of lifestyle diseases such as heart attacks or heart disease and cancers. And they can also help reduce blood sugar levels, our cholesterol and our blood pressure. So great for overall health. Now, how do you include seeds in your morning? You could simply just have a handful of pumpkin seeds, okay? I love chucking them into my smoothie. So if you've got a really good blender, okay, that you can stick them in. You can also have them sprinkled on your porridge. Maybe you want to have smashed avocado and you can have some seeds sprinkled on them. They're great with pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds. Or make your own muesli again. I love making my homemade muesli, which you can find on the Mind Movement Health website, and I'll link it up in the show notes because that's got sesame seeds, chia seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. So it's not only great for your overall health, but as a female, it's great for your hormonal health as well and can really help with reducing PMS symptoms too. So another good point through there. Now, our third food is berries. And I have to say, they are one of my favorite foods. They're juicy and they're sweet, but they're low in sugar. And they make a really great breakfast choice. They're tiny, but they're packed full of antioxidants. So again, those cancer-fighting phytonutrients, and they're high in fiber, and they also add that burst of sweetness to your food without giving you a whole hit of sugar. Now, they're also very helpful in fighting inflammation and lowering cholesterol and help improve your insulin resistance. So if you are a diabetic at all, again, berries are great to include because they are low in sugar and they do help improve your insulin response. Now, you could serve your berries with yogurt. You could have it with your oats, chuck them in a smoothie, eat them on their own. Okay, again, however you want to include them in, they make for a great start to the morning and they also make for a great snack as well. Our fourth food is eggs. Now, eggs used to get a bad rap and people used to say, don't eat too many eggs because you don't want to get high cholesterol. So especially if you had high cholesterol, you were told to steer clear of eggs. Now, I am pleased to say that that information has changed and we are encouraged to eat eggs as part of our diet, as a regular part of our diet. Now, eggs are so great because they are full of protein. So if you are a vegetarian, they are a really great source of protein. They're also high in vitamin D, which is essential, as well as B6 and B12s, and minerals that are fat-soluble vitamins. So they make a really great breakfast choice. Okay, they're easy to whip up. You can have them in so many different ways. So whether or not you want them on their own scrambled poached, you want to pop them in an omelet, or even have if you've got a frittata. So frittata is an egg-based dish with vegetables in it. Mix it all up, pop it in the oven to cook. It's a great way to have a nice filling breakfast. Again, it's a savory option, so it's low in sugar. Great if you're trying to look at regulating your sugar intake, okay, if you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic, and just a great overall healthy choice for everyone. Great for kids too. Now, our fifth food is greens. So greens in general, they're great for your body and they're packed again full of fiber, folate, vitamins and minerals, and they aid in supporting our immune system. So they also help to eliminate unwanted toxins, okay? They help to flush out and the toxins bind, okay, to molecules of those greens, and it helps our body to eliminate toxins from our body. They're great for helping boost our digestive enzymes, so really helpful if you get any gut issues or you know that your gut bacteria isn't great. And they also aid in helping our skin glow and keeping a nice, clear complexion. And that's just to name a few. Greens are really a powerhouse. Now, when you're sort of thinking about what greens are, we're looking at our kale, our spinach, our silver beet. You can include avocado in them. You can go to the cruciferous family and look at your broccoli and broccolini and those sorts of things as well. So leafy greens are definitely a great choice. As I said before, you can have them as a side. If you're having eggs, you might have some kale or spinach with that. Have a smashed avocado, include them in an omelet. You might have leftovers from the night before. So any way you can get them into your diet is fantastic, but they are a fantastic way to start the day. Now, I said before we'd talk a little bit about hydration as well, because that is really important to start our day off optimally as well. If we are dehydrated, we're not going to have as great concentration levels, we're not going to be as alert, and we're going to feel a little bit more tired as well. So making sure that you really do start the day with a nice big glass of water. So if you want to infuse it with a bit of lemon and a sprinkle of sea salt, you'll definitely get bonus points, okay? So the salt helps it just absorb into the body that little bit more. It's a great way to beat that state of dehydration, because when we wake up in the morning, we are dehydrated. There's no doubt about it. We've spent at least sort of 7 to 8 hours overnight breathing while we sleep, but without taking in any fluids. So we do wake up each and every morning in a dehydrated state. So it's really important that we refuel for all those reasons that I mentioned before. You're definitely going to feel a lot better. We're going to rehydrate our body. It's going to help all our cells, and we're going to be feeling more alert. Now, if you've had your water and you are looking for a bit of an extra kick, okay, most people want to reach for that coffee or for the caffeine. But if you can try having a green tea, okay, instead of the coffee, you're still going to get a caffeine hit, but it's going to be much higher in antioxidants and polyphenols. So these are great for brain health, and it does have quite a bit of caffeine in it, but not in comparison to coffee. So you'll get that extra boost to help with your concentration and your motivation without having that extra caffeine hit that you get from coffee. So just an added thing to sort of think about. If you want that little bit more antioxidants and a little bit more of that caffeine, you can look at matcha, which is just a more highly concentrated form of green tea. So that's a great option too. But just to get those added polyphenols and antioxidants, green tea is a great choice. If you guys have any superfoods or things that you like to include in your morning to help you have the best start to your day, please reach out and let me know. I love hearing from you each and every time. And if you have any questions, reach out as well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you again next time on the show. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.